Page 111, Task 2, Discussion.
I'm a bit doubtful about the financial future of the next generation. Not long ago, the whole world got into a financial crisis. What will come next?
As far as I know, we're over the recession. No worries. By the way, there's nothing to be done. It just happened.
I disagree. Schools should teach financial literacy and how to invest. It's for their benefit to start a sensible financial life while still young. It should be part of the curriculum to spark the need to know, the must-dos and the know-how about managing their finances. Don't you think so?
Up to a point. It would be hard to create a unified curriculum that would help most people from different income levels and social backgrounds. You can't really teach how to build a rainy day fund.
But if we try to encourage their financial sense, they are more likely to make better financial choices and have a more secure future. Financial responsibility and entrepreneurship are fundamental to learn to function in present society.
There's a lot to be said for credit cards. It's often considered as free money, which it's not. Absolutely not. People swipe their credit cards day in and day out because there's no immediate consequence. I think it's mainly younger people. They're eager to own a credit card. However, they don't keep to the terms and max out their cards. Can we do anything about it?
That's what I'm talking about. Instant temptation prevails. Financial education is a great base from which to raise a generation of conscious consumers who can cope with money management in times of trouble as well.
Now, the majority of the population is snowed under commodity credits and mortgages. Who could teach them? Perhaps teachers don't feel competent enough in the relevant topics. Agreed?
I have to concede that I don't either. I wish I were in a position to get young adults to look far into the future and make them understand that investment and saving for their retirement is so vital.